You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The Oxford Dictionary's blog has a list of 9 words with offensive origins, and basket case is on that list.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruthan. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
Because I am of a certain generation, the first thing I think about is the Green Day song, Basket Case. The singer of the song suffered from anxiety, so he wrote this song because he actually thought he was going crazy, though I suspect that doesn't really have anything to do with the origin of this phrase.
It doesn't, but I will explain how we got there. How do you use the compound basket case? What does it mean for you?
It just like the song, I think of somebody who's crazy.
Can you ever use it for a country that is in economic distress?
No, I have never heard that before.
I can't either, but it turns out that that is a relatively common use of this compound. Let's start, though, by backing up to figure out why this is on the list of words with offensive origins. When I first heard someone speculate about the etymology of this compound, I thought that can't possibly be true. And it turns out that it looks like it is true. The first citation we have in the Oxford English Dictionary for basket case comes from 1919, World War I. And the term came from rumors of men, of soldiers, who had lost both their arms and legs. So they'd lost all their limbs and therefore had to be transported not in a stretcher, but in a basket. And that's where we get basket case. Also in 1919, you see some discussion of whether there really were basket cases. You have a quote of, there were 7 basket cases, men without arms or legs. But you also get this quote from the Boston Evening Globe, 1919. Major General Ireland, Surgeon General of the Army, said today there was no foundation for widely circulated and persistent reports of basket cases in Army hospitals. So you see him saying, you know, I've been there, I've seen it, this is a rumor, it's not true. This use of basket case resurfaced again in World War II with a very similar meaning. And then in that period, we start to see these extensions of the term. It's the mid-1940s that we first see basket case then come to refer to an ineffective or powerless person. As I said, this is on the list of words with offensive origins. And then from there, you get this extension to a country or an organization that is in severe financial or economic difficulties. You can still find instances of this. Here's a quote from 2010. How did Japan tumble so quickly from an economic powerhouse to a basket case?
That's not how I would read that.
And you'd sort of read it as a mess, as something that's in a different kind of distress. Starting in the 1950s, we also see basket case used sometimes for a vehicle that has many missing parts in disrepair, a basket case of a car, a basket case of a clock. And the mid-1950s, we also see basket case come to refer to a person who is unable to cope for emotional reasons. And that, for me, is often the way that I use basket case. Although I have to say that now that I know the origin of the term, I'm going to be much more careful about this one.
I can't believe the stories behind some of the words that we use so freely. So thank you for bringing that to our attention, Anne.
I hope you have a really good Sunday.
Ann Kurzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.